This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantemradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Continue.
What's up, kids? Thank you so much for listening in. There's so many ways you can support Turnbuckle Throwbacks. You can go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave a review. It helps us out. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy one of our fresh t-shirts. That also helps us a lot. Go to RantEMRadio.com and go to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com and get all of our peers' content because it's amazing and it's for you and it's for free. Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com too and get all of our back content and support all of our friends that are not network affiliates. Once again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you guys all for checking us out and downloading the show. Appreciate it. We love you all. Enjoy tonight's show. Peace.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's gotta be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Ooh, you're looking at the man. Woo!
It's time to crack your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Ooh, yeah!
People, if you're into cruiserweight action, this company is definitely for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of the combatants are lighter, lighter than the lightweights, and you get to see a lot more of the get to see a lot more high flying action in this company, which is very good.
Yeah, it's very good.
I think we're waiting for the third combatant now.
Yep.
Let's see who it is now. I think I just understood Santos.
Yeah, I think it's Steve Santos.
Steve Santos, okay. Steve Santos from, I guess I would assume it's Queens.
I think he said Bed-Stuy.
Oh, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, huh?
Yeah, all right, we're coming in a little better now.
All right, excellent.
Once they stop this music, we can...
I think we're going to actually broadcast a little bit better.
Yeah.
Mr. Blue Pants needs to put back his shirt. He's to wear it. Put that shirt back on, my friend.
Yeah, right?
He looks like a not-so-lean... I don't know who he looks like. This is interesting.
Well, once again, we are live from Sacred Heart Academy, but we are Queens.
We are live.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Choppy.
Yep, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Again, we apologize for the static. And we're trying to rectify the issue.
I think it's just when the music comes on.
I think exactly. So when the music comes on, we will refrain from talking. Once the music is off, we will resume.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like I said before, I must say, I see some really cool t-shirts.
Everybody's wearing some cool gear, man.
I like it.
My buddy Brian from Metal Thunder Radio is here.
I see an NWO Wolfpack for Life t-shirt.
Yeah.
From back in the day.
Yeah. My buddy's son has a Metallica shirt.
Steve Santos admiring the other guy's work. I see a flippity come. Oh, no, baseball slide.
Baseball slide.
Nice. I'm loving this Young Bucks t-shirt because I have the same one.
Young Bucks.
Love the Young Bucks t-shirt. Very nice.
We get it too sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
They're not going to cease and desist that.
Too sweet.
Can you believe that?
You know what, dude? I can't believe it. After all the bullshit that they're going
Are you fucking kidding me?
I can't believe it.
Could you imagine a wrestler using the middle finger salute from Stone Cold Steve Austin? And WWE's like, yeah, you can't use that. That's our creation.
Dude, I think because it's so popular, I think WWE's afraid of the Bucks, man.
Of course! Listen, the Bucks are making more money than the mid-carders in WWE.
I agree.
And you know what's funny is that the Bullet Club is not even a direct copy of anything WWE has.
Right.
It's a tribute.
Right.
Tribute or a parody of the NWO.
I agree.
And it's like saying the Blue World Order couldn't use the NWO sign.
Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Ridiculous. And you want to know something? The Young Bucks countered back with another t-shirt. Another idea. What's going on here? Steve Santos in a bear hug, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No. A suplex.
Belly to belly. Suplex.
Belly.
What a belly
nice.
To belly.
Very nice.
Not a belly to belly, but a belly to belly. The fans are loving the action, I must say. I tell you right now, Steve Santos has more charisma than Jason Jordan.
One more suplex.
Let's see. Suplex City? Oh my god, Cesaro suplex. Side suplex.
Looked like he was going for a gut wrench suplex there for a second.
Yeah, he's Cesaro gut wrench suplex. I expect big things right now from Mr. Santos. What is this little guy doing?
He's trying to kick him.
It's not working. Suplex City, baby. Wait a minute. Fallaway slam. What was that? What was that?
I have no idea.
Was he trying to, like...
I don't even know how to call that.
No, I don't know either. A double suplex. Double suplex.
Oh, my goodness.
From No T-Shirt Guy and Mr. Singlet. See what's going on, the action.
Yeah, man.
How are we sounding right now? Is everything good now?
I guess so. Tony says we sound better.
All right, excellent. Another belly to belly. Oh my god! What a snap! Look, he popped those hips. Do it. Oh goodness! Steve Santos, a machine.
Just tossing people.
A wrestling machine. What is he going for now? A splash. An avalanche. A German. German suplex. He is the Brock Lesnar of FTW.
Okay, terrific.
It is terrific. Another German. German suplex again. Are we going to see another one from Steve Santos?
Tony says we sound perfect now.
Excellent. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
God bless you. You are sacred to the turnbuckle throwbacks. German!
Oh!
That's the third German of the night.
Another suplex by Mr. Santos.
Suplex? I say suplex.
Suplex? Well, that's a real big suplex here, Chompy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Player of Impact. I said. What a spear!
You know what's dope about my neighborhood?
What's that?
Grown men that walk around with championship belts.
Nope.
And Mr. Santos gets the win.
What a spear by Mr. Santos and the three count. He will move up the ladder and maybe go for a world title shot somewhere down the line.
Nice Guns N' Roses t-shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm really digging this community, man.
Uh-oh.
Is this the world champion?
Yes, it is.
It's the world champ.
Is he going to get a title shot?
See? Very well said from the champion.
He's gonna give it a shot, I think.
I think he's gonna be. I think he's gonna ascend the ranks.
He trained him.
Will we see
the proverbial turn?
I don't know. Maybe not. Or maybe we'll see the student upstage the teacher.
We'll have to keep you posted.
Definitely. But a really good showing by Steve Santos. What a... I'll tell you right now, his suplexes were like comparable to Kurt Angle.
The kid was money, man. He was very fluid in the ring.
Very. I'm telling you, the way he was popping those hips, he reminded me of Kurt Angle.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know we don't like to like compare one wrestler to another wrestler, but his suplexes were on point.
Well, imitation's the best form of flattery, so...
That is true. Here comes your favorite car salesman.
Hey, those are car salesmen, this guy.
Did he sell you your car?
I think he did.
So the Kia that you have right now is your car salesman?
I think so.
Digging this community, man.
A lot of nice people here.
I think I might move over to Queens.
I wish I could come back. It's not a bad area.
It's really not.
Good.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You got a soda machine right now.
Yeah, the tech guy just came and checked in on us. And we're sitting next to the soda machine, so we're good.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm sorry. Not hell yeah, heck yeah.
As the priest stands in front of Choppy.
I know, I said heck yeah, sorry. Straight out of Dudleyville. What's up? Someone wearing a Phoenix Suns t-shirt. Wow.
I'm telling you, very diverse crowd here, very diverse.
What's up, buddy?
What happened?
Was it?
That was my friend's daughter's gym teacher.
No way.
Yeah.
He's the world champion?
That's the champ. The champ or the other guy? That's the baseball cap.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's great. I'm telling you, I'm digging this crowd, dude.
Yeah, this crowd is hot, man.
They're hot for wrestling.
Very hot.
It's very rare to find a wrestling fan nowadays.
It's very rare to find a balance. It's either bad wrestling and a good crowd, or a bad crowd and good wrestling.
That's true.
So far, we're balanced out.
Pretty balanced, I must say.
Decent talent.
I'm very surprised, man. I mean, they really threw me for a loop. I remember one time I went to go see an indie event in New Jersey. And, like, the main event was Just Incredible and Al Snow.
Right.
And the best match of the whole night was Al Snow and Just Incredible. Everyone else was just okay.
Insane.
I got to meet Tito Santana's nephew.
Hey,
Hey, Shay Lynn's in the house.
Shay Lynn from...
Shay Lynn.
Wow, Shay Lynn is in the house.
So you're going to hear a lot of, you know, a lot of noise in the background. That's the music. It's the ring announcer.
Let us know how we sound, people.
Yeah, how's it sounding out there in TV land? Not yet.
You're okay.
Not yet. All right, this guy's got a red face and a Pink Floyd t-shirt on.
The guy with the beard looks like Rob Zombie.
This guy does not have kick pads on, FYI.
Thank God. I'm done with the kick pads.
You done with the kick pads?
Yeah, I think if I saw Jericho with kick pads, I'd be fine.
Anyway, for those joining us live, you guys sound fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are live from Sacred Heart Academy in Glendale, Queens for the FTW Sacred Heart Slam event.
So far, it's been an excellent card. I'm very, very pleased to announce that.
Very, very, very good card. Very athletic.
If you want to see some cruiserweights, definitely come see FTW. They are phenomenal.
FTW-wrestling.com. They're on YouTube.
They're in Queens.
They're definitely in Queens.
So if you're in around the area, come see these guys. They're awesome.
Absolutely.
Not very...
Someone's coming out to Metallica. What's up, this guy's... Oh, wow.
Hey, that's a large man.
He looks like one of the guys from... What do you call it? From a Monty Python movie. He's got the headgear and everything.
He's got gold.
Yes.
He's got championship gold.
He does.
But unfortunately, he's not Sandman.
What's that?
Unfortunately, he's not the Sandman.
No, he's not the Sandman. I love Metallica.
I love wrestling.
For whom the bell tolls. I think I saw this guy in my local bar.
What, in Staten Island?
No, here.
He's a very large man, I must say. I would say about ranges around from the 6'3", 6'4" range.
Yeah, about 6'4", 260 pounds, maybe.
Yeah, large man. I have a feeling that he's also a very acrobatic individual. He almost fell off the roof, but that's okay.
I'm not going to mess with him.
If I saw him in a dark alleyway, I would not mess with this man.
Especially with the ring gear he wears.
I feel like he should be in an Iron Maiden concert.
He's definitely a biker.
No.
Absolutely.
God, you are so intuitive. God bless you for your vision. Speaking of God, there's a man of God right in front of me.
Yeah.
I have to stop.
Yeah, dude.
I can't help it.
I know you can't help it.
Because you know what it is? It's just, it is what it is, you know?
It is what it is. All right, so we're getting ready for this match now.
I'm sorry, but the Father is in front of me.
Right.
I don't want to be rude, but Jesus Christ.
Jesus,
my goodness.
You just yelled at the Padre. Good job, Chop.
You know what? The Padre loves me. Not in that way, though.
And we're about to start the match.
Here we go.
Ring the bell. So Red Face against...
Sir Red Face is actually kind of jacked.
Sir Red Face, yeah, he's all right.
I'm trying to give this guy some credit, and you're downplaying what I'm getting. Fuck him.
Dude. You got to watch your mouth in front of the Padre.
I don't have a mirror to watch my mouth. Sorry, buddy.
What's with you?
Oh, the big boot from The Undertaker.
Oh, dude, you know what he looks like?
Who?
Looks like one of the Southern Justice.
Oh, my God. Right? A skinny version of Southern Justice.
The Texas shit.
Oh! A spinning heel kick. His educated feet got the little guy.
His educated feet?
My goodness!
Red Face can't get a slap on.
What a chop! Oh my goodness!
The big guy almost no-sold that.
Sidewalk slam? No! Oh! was what I called a messed up head scissors.
That was a botchamania.
Botchamania for sure. What was that?
What was that?
That's horrible, dude.
Dude, red face, what are you doing?
Big boot!
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Big boot guy is going to get this. Am I going to get a helo from the big guy?
No way.
Am I going to get a suicide dive from the big guy?
Some dude at ringside with a Bullet Club shirt on and a vest. I think he manages red face.
I think he's got his factions are correct. I don't know, man. Let's go, Disciples of the New Church. Oh, you know who he looks like? The big guy?
Who?
Primetime Brian Lee.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
If Tex Slashinger and Shanghai Pierce had a love child with Primetime, it'd be this dude.
There you go. Now, the other guy looks like Selena's, was it Selena's, boyfriend?
Dude, you are out of control tonight. You are out of control. Uh-oh.
Go to the floor.
Oh, oh. Kick to the face.
Go to the floor. I will love you.
I will fall in love
with you. Woo, 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 woo.
So we'll call him Selena's boyfriend. Red face.
Against Primetime.
El Diablo, the red face.
El Diablo. That's perfect.
Right.
Backstabber.
Codebreaker.
I'm sorry, my broadcast partner, but that's a backstabber.
Oh, right.
How dare you?
I like the code.
Do I have to pull out the move book?
No.
Good God.
You call the moves.
No.
Yeah, I messed up.
No, you're okay. Oh, my goodness.
Shaylin says you're going to HE double hockey sticks.
Me? No. I will fall in love with El Diablo. Why does El Diablo have like red? Did he miss his lips with the lipstick?
I have no idea.
Good God! You know, I was just thinking.
Oh no!
I was thinking maybe the Macho Man can jump in there. What do you think?
Red face working the big man over.
Selena's boyfriend, yeah.
It's terrible.
I'm just glad that the sound is perfect now. Thank you again to Shining Wizard Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
It was really nice of him. He could have just said, freak you.
See?
I watched my words. You see, you saw that, right? I watched my language on that one.
You did, sir. You did.
I'm trying. Oh, my God. A two count from El Diablo. Primetime is doing his best to come up. How is it that Primetime is 6'4" and the other guy is 5'5" and he's giving him trouble?
I don't know if the big man is... I think he underestimated Selena's boyfriend here.
Yeah, I would agree so. Oh my God, what a senton. A running senton from El Diablo.
Two count, the big man kicks out.
I'll tell you right now, the big man is impressing the hell out of me. His fortitude, his tenacity, his jugular. The El Diablo with the Shining Wizard. A lot of Shining Wizards in this tonight, isn't it?
It's like the third one tonight.
The Shining Wizard party.
Every Tuesday on the rant.
Okay, there you go.
Cheap
nice,
plug.
Nice little plug there. Get him, Primetime. Choke slam. The chokeslam from Primetime to El Diablo!
And I think that's it for El Diablo.
Uno, dos, dos!
Whoa, El Kick Out-O.
Look, can you please tell Rob Zombie outside to stop getting all pacing around like he's going to do something?
Yeah, Dragula. Ring the bell.
You're terrible. Dragula, oh my god.
Yeah, Dragula.
Oh my god, that was great.
Yeah, you tell him.
Whew. I have tears in my eyes right now. Oh my god!
Oh!
A side Saito suplex!
Thank you, Shaylin.
Why, thank you. What a beautiful side Saito suplex. That was nice.
That was very nice.
All joking aside, it was really good.
El Diablo was working.
Selena's boyfriend, oh my goodness. Kazuna floor! And the clothesline, oh, with the full Nelson. Wait a minute. Oh, my God.
What do you call that?
A full Nelson bulldog.
That's basically what it is.
A full Nelson.
I
two.
Think he's dead, Chop.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
El Diablo got. Oh, my God.
He got his freaking hands on the ropes. Are you serious right
Break
now?
Break that bell. My goodness. This is great. El Diablo is showing me something
Uh-oh,
here.
Rob Zombie on the apron.
Oh, there goes the Dragula.
There goes Dragula.
The Jugular.
Dragula got hit in the jugular.
Kick to the gut.
Kick to the gut.
Snake eyes. Are we going? Oh, no. Tombstone.
Tombstone.
Tombstone. Tombstone.
Uh-oh. Can he get it?
Oh, my God. The tombstone.
Is he dead?
One, two. And we got a three count from Primetime. What a fantastic match. Primetime with the win. And he's still champion. He's still the Glendale heavyweight champion.
He's a champion in our hearts.
I like the blue strap, though. The blue strap is nice.
I like it.
Almost Ultimate Warrior, Ultimate Warrior-esque. No, no, it's black. I'm sorry. It's a black strap.
Oh, thank you, Shaylin.
Thank you. So nice, Shaylin. Look at this Kevin Owens t-shirt. My goodness.
Kevin Owens show.
Love it. Oh, there's our guy right here. This guy was good.
Oh, East Coast.
Yeah, East Coast is great.
East Coast connection.
Very good.
We are live, Sacred Heart Academy, Sacred Heart Slam.
Look at this Undertaker t-shirt.
Yes.
Does he know that he retired NYC 316? Very nice.
Like that.
A
lot of nice t-shirts here.
I'm telling you, I'm digging this crowd, dude.
It's a nice night out.
Yeah.
I think I'm a fan of FTW Wrestling.
Me too.
We want to thank Sal for having us tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sal.
We'll thank him again later when we log off.
We gotta get Rage on the show.
Yeah, we gotta get, hopefully he's in the back.
Now Mark Weef.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Thanks, guys.
All right.
We're not talking about Mark Weef, we're talking about Rage.
Yeah, John Rage.
John Rage, the wrestler.
Not Mark Weef.
Or Mark Queezy.
So you having a good time? You having a good time tonight?
I'm loving it. I'm loving this show. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Trina.
Andre. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
That's Phil.
I'm Phil.
Phil. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Look at that. We made connections.
Making business connections?
Love it.
Look at you.
You know what it is?
You have charisma.
I have charisma?
I mean, she approached you, not me.
Maybe, I don't know.
You are better looking, though.
I'm okay.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, man. I find you very sexy sometimes.
Thanks, pal.
You're very terrific.
I appreciate that.
Who is this gentleman?
I didn't get his name.
Is that Ruckus?
It looks like Ruckus.
It does, doesn't it?
It might be. I think it is.
No way. It looks like Cheeseburger.
No.
Oh, he's with ROH.
He's contracted. He's not an independent worker. That Cheeseburger guy.
No, but we're independent workers. The Rockstar versus Ruckus. It looks like Heath Slater.
It's like Joey Janela put on weight.
Joey Janela, wow.
Shout out to Joey Janela, by the way.
I love Joey.
Joey's doing big things in Cali, PWG.
He's with PWG right now?
He was in Ebola.
Oh, my God. God bless him. That's one guy that needs to get picked up by NXT.
Joey Janela, friend of the show.
He's very good.
We got to have him on.
You know, you know what it is, though, with our schedule and his schedule, it's very hard.
But get these guys on.
Yep.
This looks like an interesting matchup. All right, man.
Very nice.
Nice, sir.
I'm making the connection. Oh, here we
go. Rockstar's going to cut a promo.
The Rockstar's going to cut an awful promo. Getting a nice reaction from the crowd, I must say.
I don't think you like him very much, the crowd.
I like him.
All right.
He looks like Dolph Ziggler. Look at his face. He looks like Dolph Ziggler.
We'll call him Rockstar Ziggles.
I like it. Ziggles.
Rockstar Ziggles.
Not Rockstar Spud, but Rockstar Ziggles.
There you go.
Look at him.
Apparently the crowd does not like the Rockstar.
Apparently the crowd thinks he sucks. Do you think he sucks?
I'm going to see if the priest is chanting that too.
Well, the Padre, I don't know, man.
Imagine Padre start doing the chants.
The Padre is going to be... If he starts getting into the chants...
If the Chopper yelled at him to get out of the way.
Yeah, I said Jesus, and he got scared.
He thought he saw him.
He thought I said Jesus Cristo.
Jesus Cristo.
El Sábado Gigante. Oi! Comida del Burger King y McDonald's. Look at that Rage t-shirt. That's freaking dope.
Yeah, we got to get one of those.
Eat, sleep, rage, repeat.
I'm gonna get one for the little guy. Get one for Logan.
I just hope that McDonald's doesn't repeat on me.
I'm hungry again.
Are you really?
I didn't eat that much. I only had the burger.
You ate more than I did, Big Mac guy.
No, I did not. You had like four sandwiches.
I had four sandwiches?
No, you had three.
No, I had...
You had two doubles.
I had four burgers.
And... A chicken sandwich.
Oh, and two small fries.
And two small fries.
And a large Diet Coke. I gotta watch it. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Look at this guy. Ziggles is really... Get him, Ruckus. Ooh, kick. 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 Ooh, wow. Ruckus is on fire, man.
And the Rockstar's giving, like, this... I mean...
My partner's lost for words right now.
No, I mean it's...
There you go!
I'm trying to figure out weight here.
I think... Well, what do you think? Ruckus weighs about $150?
$150 at least.
And then Rockstar Ziggles weighs about $220?
Maybe $250?
Really? Yeah. Wow, what a spear into the corner, into the turnbuckle. Ladies and gentlemen, we expect big things from this match.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my goodness. Ruckus... Oh, wait. Nope, not happening.
Oh.
Oh, wheelbarrow.
Oh,
arm drag.
Arm drag, nice.
Oh, clothesline.
Oh. Knocks the big guy off.
Luck is getting a very nice reaction from the crowd. And a crowd letting Rockstar Ziggles have it. Oh my God! Over the top rope! with a plancha.
Crazy.
The crowd is going bananas right now.
And the fight is now outside the ring.
Both, yes, it is.
Smacking each other up.
Woo!
Oh, now here comes the big man.
Rockstar Ziggles. Is he wearing tassels?
He is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Backbreaker on the apron.
Yes, tremendous backbreaker.
Tremendous.
Tremendously terrific.
Okay, terrific.
How cool would that wrestling name be? Johnny Terrific.
Johnny Terrific?
Yes.
I like that.
Johnny Terrific. And his move would be called the OK Terrific.
Okay, terrific.
Oh my God, Rockstar Ziggles thinks he's Val Venus all of a sudden.
Doing a little shimmy shimmy for the ladies.
Yes, he is. Too bad the ladies are not having it because it's mostly all men in here.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of grown-ass men in here.
A lot of sausage.
Ooh, lordy.
Oh, lordy, lord. Oh, my goodness. A souple onto the ropes. A knee lift. A $100 knee lift. $100 knee lift. Not a million.
$100 knee lift.
Not a million.
Price on it?
Not $1 million knee lift, but $100.
$100 knee lift.
Ring that bell. I'm terrible.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sweet
cream. Oh, sweet cream on an ice cream sandwich.
That's right.
No Jesus over here.
No.
Only sacred.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a hot dog.
How dare you?
Not now.
Don't you want to watch your girlish figure, goddammit? Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
Why don't you watch it for me?
This is great. Fantastic. Oh.
Rockstar in the ring working over Ruckus.
I'm going to, do you mind if I plug this real quick?
No, go ahead. We just got a business card.
So we got a business card from one of the, I guess, the local wrestlers. I guess it was the wrestler's sister came up to me. And she represents something called Ravage. I believe it says Ravage Lands. They're a, they pretty much record all of this wrestler's matches. So check out RavageLandsProduction.com. That's Ravage, RAVAGE, LandsProduction.com.
And that break in the action brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media.
And the Shining Wizards Network.
Right. You can listen to both of those guys every Tuesday on RantEMRadio.com. Starting at 7 p.m.
They are very good to us, and we are good to them.
We love those guys.
They're very sacred in our hearts.
Shout out to everybody listening in tonight.
Yes, shout out, please. Shout out to Shaylin. She's always here.
She's a doll.
She's a loyal listener.
She's a gem.
She is the, a steel chair being introduced into the match. Why is Ziggles doing this? Does he want to get disqualified? Do I smell a Van Damminator? Van Damminator! Van Dome! A dropkick to the chair.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh! What a leg drop! Somersault leg drop, which got him the one, the two, the three.
Very good match.
It was a very good David and Goliath kind of match, I must say.
And the big man took too many liberties and got himself jammed up.
You know what happened? I think those tassels were cutting the flow to his brain. I mean, I will never wear tassels in a match. As a matter of fact, I will never wrestle at all.
I don't know. With my size, I can't get away with tassels.
No.
No.
I think you can.
No way.
I can get away with tassels, I think.
You could.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah? I love me some tassels.
Ooh, tassels, baby. Tassels.
Macho men love tassels.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, a little break in the action.
Oh my God, we got six people in the chat.
Well, there's more listening than just six people in the chat.
More listening live.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. This is actually a really good wrestling show.
We're having a good time tonight at FTW Wrestling.
I think we're making each other laugh a lot.
Yeah,
an intermission, which means that the Impact player will be getting his hot dog.
Why don't you talk to the crowd while I get a hot dog?
You go get a hot dog. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, we have a really good show going on so far. Please go to FTW-wrestling.com. That's FTW-wrestling.com. And you will enjoy, I'll tell you right now, you'll really enjoy all the action that they have here. We just saw, I'll be honest with you, I saw, wow, look at that Ric Flair t-shirt. That's awesome. Love the Flair t-shirt. Yeah, there's a Brimo t-shirt. Wow, a lot of wrestling over here. Lots of wrestling. I must say we are, Shaylin said, I must say Randy Savage had the best wardrobe. You want to know something, Shaylin? I agree with you. You want to know why? Because Macho Man was the best of all time. He connected well with the crowd. He was a good heel. He was a great babyface. I truly love the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And I wish he was still with us because he was a very, very good personality. Now, let's see what's going on. The crowd kind of leaving the arena right now. They are, I guess, going for more concessions while my partner, Philly Rea, goes for a hot dog. I guess he thinks that hot dogs are good for you. I love hot dogs. And we have a lot of the people coming up, going for drinks. Apparently we're... wow, two hot dogs. The player of impact getting two dogs of hot. Look at you. Player of impact, two hot dogs. Two hot dogs, yes it is. I want to know what's up with you. And you talk about me being a freaking slob. A little decor, please. A little decor, please. My goodness. No, I'm good.
All right, most of me.
No shame. No shame whatsoever. Hot.
Special occasion, so you know exactly what to say.
You know what? You're right. It is a special occasion. Look at this. Look at this Jamook licking that mustard right off the hot dog.
I put too much mustard on.
I can see that.
What's up, Pasta?
Pasta Sadell's in? Yes! Jesus! He's barely a bartender. Nice!
No, all joking aside, we're really enjoying ourselves.
No, seriously. It's a lot of fun, guys. A lot of fun. Everyone is enjoying themselves. The crowd is...
Nice to see old friends.
Yeah, I see this guy. There's this older gentleman that kind of looks like... what's his name from Ring of Honor? Look at Philly Ray trying to be a nice gentleman. Giving a soda to a nice to a child. Get that Hawaiian punch.
Get it. I mean, we're blocking the machine. It's only right.
That's your fault. Enjoy.
My good deed for the day.
Yeah, the guy right next to us looks like Joey Ryan.
He does.
A little bit.
A little bit. So we're taking a quick intermission here.
We are. Well, not us. But the,
well, not us. So we're live.
Live.
Is that Sally? Yeah. Hi, Sally. Yes, Sally.
We got a gimmick table next to us selling the merch.
I see a Seth Rollins t-shirt in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Burn it down.
A lot of good, knowledgeable wrestling fans here tonight.
So we have a lot of the talent right sitting right next to us.
Yeah, trying to sell their merch.
Interacting with the crowd, selling their merch. Good for them. I saw a gentleman with his fly open, I think.
Gotta get paid.
But I don't want to get paid. Oh, no. Terrible. Break that machine.
Pastor wants to do a running.
I'm going to do a run-in. I don't know. I think should I go in? I see a phenomenal AJ Styles t-shirt.
Yeah.
Love these t-shirts, man. All is great. I'm telling you, man. 2 years ago, AJ Styles was non-existent in WWE. And now look where he is now. Probably one of the top merch sellers in WWE.
2 years ago, he was running stuff in Japan.
He was.
Yeah.
But he wasn't making as much merch as he is now.
No, obviously not.
But he was making money.
Yeah.
You want to know something? I'll be the first to say that I did not expect AJ Styles to be a hit in WWE.
I figured he'd be like a mid-carder forever.
I thought that he would never be WWE champion. Never in a million years.
Pastor said he has no bail money. Don't do a running.
Oh, Pastor, come on, man.
But Pastor, I got to tell you, we could probably outrun the security in here.
Yes, we could. I could outrun anybody in the security in here.
I saw my friend Gino that's here. See that?
Yeah.
I used to call him Oak Tree in high school.
Why?
See the size of him? It's a big mofo.
Well, you want to know something? If I had a steel chair, I'd be Paul Bunyan. I'll chop his ass down.
He was like a volleyball guy in school. He would,
yeah?
Yeah, he would spike that ball in your face.
Awesome.
As Kevin Garifo would say.
Kevin Garifo.
In your face.
Are we plugging Kevin Garifo right now?
No, just shout him out.
Okay.
Shout out to Kevin.
Shout out to Kevin Garifo from the Shining Wizards. Look at this. Everyone is here.
I want to give a shout out to Mega Powers, though, for doing all the stuff on the page for us.
Yes, thank you so much, Mega Powers. Thank you. We have so much love for you, my friend. So, what do you think so far, my friend?
I'm having a blast, man. I'm having a blast.
Yes, me too.
This is some cool stuff going on.
Yes. A lot of cool stuff.
Just glad we were able to make it.
Stone Cold T-shirt. My God.
Yeah, buddy.
Austin 316. And it's like a 10-year-old wearing it. Wow.
He's got smart parents, dude.
God, look at this. I'm loving this. Not McDonald's, but I'm really loving this.
Double A just posted a Ric Flair. You could buy a Ric Flair robe in like Walmart now.
I would love to get a Ric Flair robe. I can't get it at Toys R Us. I got to get it at Walmart now.
Listen, Toys R Us is going bankrupt. They're not going out of business.
I understand that.
All right.
But if they keep going bankrupt, that's not going to be good.
Well, they need to stop overcharging people with their prices and stuff.
You think they're overcharging?
Dude, a lot of times they do, yeah.
By the way, I saw...
Talent barring Choppy Sharpie.
That's okay. It's not like I was going to sign any autographs anyways.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
It's been...
Yeah, it's a good card tonight.
I'm really a fan.
I'm actually surprised. I didn't think it was going to be that good. Town is solid.
Yeah. That guy Steve Santos is really good. That Steve Santos?
Yeah. Santos, yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah,
one of those guys. Yeah, the Rob Zombie looking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We were calling him Dracula.
Call him Dracula.
Dracula from that one.
They didn't give us a run sheet, so we gave everybody a nickname.
That's it.
You got to improvise, you know.
Yeah, the guy with the painted face. I was calling him Selena's boyfriend.
This one yells at the priest because it was in his way.
I said, Jesus Christ.
And then the priest jumped. I was like, good job. Good job, Rocket. Unbelievable.
Hey,
Aaron, you having a good time? Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's good.
You were doomed since birth to be a wrestling fan. Daddy had it all planned out for you.
Who's your favorite?
You can't pick. Can't pick? Too many?
Too many?
Sound like me when I was 10.
Yeah.
Jen wouldn't let me make her initials BCW, so it was BKW. It was her name with a K. It wasn't
the C. That's awesome.
What happened? We're doing all right.
Love it.
Getting pretty good. We had some technical problems, but we worked it out.
Yeah.
It's trial by fire. We don't do this normally, you know? We don't do it normally, so.
fun, man. This
is a lot of fun.
And the kids are so into it. It just reminds me of being a kid again, going to Grove.
You have to see the principal as a kid. He's a very interesting young man. I got the principal in my row, I got the deacon in my row, and his wife, and they're all cringing.
Get up the chair.
Oh, man. Terrible.
That's crazy.
I have no filter button.
You don't have a filter. You're in fuego lately.
What's wrong with that?
So.
I'm like the Kings of Leon. I'm on fire.
You're on fire.
Yeah. Oh, I see a Bootios t-shirt. I love the New Day.
All these t-shirts, man. A lot of good t-shirts tonight.
A lot. I love the Kevin Owens Show t-shirt.
I like the... My buddy Brian's son had a nice Metallica shirt on.
I got the best, right?
You got the best. I have the best.
No, he does.
No.
Oh, yeah. Dark Knight. Yeah.
Oh, nice toss.
There you go.
Nice toss.
I actually have the DVO. I do.
Yeah, so do we. We never use it.
I've never used it either.
Did you? By the way, did I tell you the story? When I bought DDP Yoga, did you know he called me and left me a voicemail? DDP Yoga, DDP actually calls you and leaves you a voicemail.
I went to one of his sessions that he had in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't call. He didn't call here. He didn't call me.
It was on a Sunday afternoon. He left me a voicemail. And I was like, who's this unavailable call on a Sunday? It's not a marketer.
Very random.
He calls and he was like, hey, Andre, just wanted to let you know, thank you for buying DDP Yoga.
I was like, what the hell? Thanks a lot, monkey.
Thanks a lot, monkey.
That's Aaron's favorite word, monkey.
Right? Monkey?
Monkey!
We do it, yeah. I wake her up in the morning, the DDP Yoga
I would have to say DDP was, to me, was one an underrated wrestler in WCW.
Well, I think he was underrated because of his age.
I mean, think about it for a sec. He became the world champion at 42 years old.
Correct.
So,
correct.
I think he was underrated. I do. Did you? His matches with Chris Benoit were fantastic.
No, that his stuff with Savage was
my favorite feud of all time in WCW. Hands down.
Let me get. Let's get a selfie.
Let's get a selfie right now. No, fantastic.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to find. Actually, I have a picture of
him. When I was doing the Man Cave radio show, we interviewed him. All right, Steve's in the ring. You would do some 50-50. Yeah, apparently.
Are you serious right now?
They might be doing more than one, though.
Hold on. How's that? That's right. You always do that.
It's a brand ticket.
No, I'm done.
Of course, I was selling the King tickets.
All right, come on. Get with it.
What do we got?
That rules me out. Oh, well.
Red ticket,
0-2-1.
I love that Stone Cold t-shirt, my friend.
0-2-1.
Very nice.
If you have 0-2-1-6-1-5, you are a winner.
What was that number again?
0-2-4-6-1-5.
Tommy Two Tone?
867-5309. S for Jenny.
867-5309. Is that the raffle number?
No.
Damn it.
615.
Raw's out, claws out.
Alright.
Winner,
chicken dinner.
Oh, those are your car salesman right there.
Did you get a snack?
getting a snack.
He is.
A sniggity snack.
A snack.
So which show did we first meet? Which one did we meet at? The Outside?
My friend.
Yes.
We have to go to a Hog. Does House of Glory go to...
They're in Jamaica, Queens.
How often do they go to the Elks Lodge? Do they go there?
I don't know. But they do Jamaica, Queens. That's their whole base.
I want to go there. I want to go to one of their shows.
That's Amazing Reds.
Yeah, promotion.
And Brian Excel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good promotion.
I would love to go there.
Shout out to them guys.
Yeah, who's their world champion right now?
I think Red's their champ.
Really? Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's a draw.
He is. What's the matter? You all right? All right.
And I tell you right now, it's very toasty in here.
Yeah.
When we get outside, it's going to feel amazing.
Yes, I know.
8-6-7-5-3-0-9.
Announcing the next card, which is October 14th.
Yes.
I will definitely be back for a show.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, this is fun.
It's a good show. I like that Rage t-shirt. Very nice. Rage is a nice draw for this company.
That's just people in here, man.
Yeah, man. And when we
dude, where's your mom?
Not here.
No.
Never had sex.
Yeah.
Never had sex. Yeah. You want to find something, you can't find anything.
That's all right. Looking like they're gonna have a. Go right back to the action soon.
Yes, can't wait. I'm excited for the next match.
All right, so while we have a break in the action, you caught up on your wrestling this week?
I did.
And?
I must say, NXT, I'm hooked on NXT again.
And you were down on him for a while.
I really was. And I must say, last week... I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I said that I was not a big fan of Lars Sullivan. And after I saw him with Oney Lorcan on NXT, that match blew my mind away. I couldn't believe how good it was.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, the guy is money.
The only problem I have with him is his finishing move. How do you call it? It is a side, it almost looks like a Sambo suplex.
Right.
Which, okay, it's fine.
What's wrong with a Sambo suplex?
I'm just not into it. It's very plain. I think he needs more of a dynamic, explosive maneuver.
I think because he's a big guy, he gets away with it, though.
By the way, in comparison to Biff Busick, he is a monster.
Like, yes.
He's massive. He's massive.
I'm telling you, dude, he's a big guy.
He is a massive human being. And he's young. He's only 29 or 28 years old. He's great. If he makes it to the main roster, I don't know.
I think once he gets seasoned,
you know who's good. You know who's friends with him. You know who's good friends? Finn Balor and Mr. Braun Strowman.
Those are good friends to have.
Yeah. So expect. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up on the main roster. He's a big man, dude.
And check in the chat room.
Anybody?
Pastor Sadell says Toys R Us has been Radio Shacked.
That's great. That's awesome. But
NXT has been really good.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, and then we saw the NXT debut of Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, baby!
So they were, he was fantastic as always. My only problem with Adam Cole right now
is the name of that faction. I don't like the name of that faction.
They still have a name. But they still have a name. He still hasn't said the name of the faction yet. Which is weird. Because he says, oh, the next matchup.
Roddy and Strong, yeah. Roddy and Cole, yeah.
My only problem, gripe about Adam Cole right now, and he lost so much weight, bro. He doesn't even look like a cruiserweight.
Adam Cole, baby.
I think he's going to be on 105 Live with the way he looks.
105?
Okay, terrific. All right, people, sit down. I want to see the next match.
100% down.
Ring that bell.
Insane the memory. Insane the memory.
We're in a church, for Christ's sake.
How do you say it out loud?
Okay. That's right.
No one saw me do it but you.
Anyways. Now off to the action in the ring.
Our gimmick table stable mates. The head honcho of Handsome. Big Gino in the building.
He should be in the ring.
Oak Tree.
He should be in the ring.
Shout out to Franklin Taylor in high school.
The tag team champions are in the ring right now.
An arm sling.
Yeah, what's going on with Joey Ryan?
I have no idea.
I have to ask you a question. Do you have a single on you? Because if you do, can you get me a song?
No, I don't. I'm out.
Boom! It's okay. No big deal. The tag team champions looking very formidable right now. This guy looks massive.
And he's home. It's his hometown.
It's hometown of Glendale.
And the hometown is giving him love.
If memory serves me right, he said that he was a little late getting into the game.
Yeah.
But you want to know something? If he keeps at it, you never know what can happen.
Well, he was going to retire, but obviously that's not the case.
He looks like he's ready to keep on going. Look at the physique on this man. He has muscles in places where people don't even have places.
Yeah. He's got arms like legs and legs like people.
Exactly. His arms are probably as thick as my legs. Wouldn't you say so?
I say so.
He reminds me of Tomko and Muda.
If Tomko and Muda had a love child,
that'd be him.
It'd be John Reigns.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Imagine if he spit the mist. I'm gonna suggest that to him.
If he does it, I'll mark the fuck out. Oops. Mark out. Sorry.
So Reigns taking on the head honcho of Handsome, one half of the tag team champions.
What's the name of this guy?
The head honcho of Handsome. That's what it said on his hat. I can't make this up. Dude, that's what I can't make this up. I'm gonna tell you.
I like that name, by the way. I may be laughing because I like it.
That's how I gotta get out of bed every morning. Call myself that.
Oh my goodness. And you were talking about me? He just gave the guy a finger.
I know.
And I'm supposed to be professional?
Listen, he's an amateur.
Okay.
You're a professional.
I'm sorry.
Fuck it.
You dick! Break that bell!
The priest isn't here.
I love that Wolfpack t-shirt. That's nice.
Sweet.
Very nice t-shirt.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
There we go. Too sweet. We got a couple of too sweets tonight.
Very nice. Suck it!
There you go. If they sold booze at this thing, it'd be a wrap.
If they sold boobs?
Booze.
Oh, booze. I think they are.
No, they're not.
They're not selling booze?
No, there's a ton of boobs here. Male and female.
Speaking of which...
Mrs. Rage taking pictures.
That's Mrs. Rage?
I think so.
God bless her. Could you imagine being married to a wrestler?
No.
Must be tough.
Can't do it.
Get him, Rage.
And we mean Rage, John Rage, not Marquise.
Not Marquise.
Marquise for Sheezy, Manizzi.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe my wife came up with that one.
Marquise?
No, Marquise.
Marquise?
I came up with the Marquise.
Does the priest have a collar? No, he's not. He is a gimmick master, yes. It's, we're in a Catholic school church.
Is that Bill Alfonso?
No.
Oh, head side headlock from the handsome one. Baseball slide outside just to get him. Oh, my. John Rage is not happy, I tell you.
Nah, he's pretty angry.
Get him, John! See, you know what needs to happen? John Rage needs a manager.
Does he?
Yes.
I'm not gonna tell him that.
I need to, I think I need to get my manager's license.
Manager of champions. Choppy.
I'm telling you right now. If I was his manager, he'd be the world champion right now.
The manager of champions. That's you call your people, champions.
The champions family. Oh my goodness, my stable is being formed right now.
Champions.
Clothesline, miss. The handsome one.
Uh-oh.
Four-way slam.
Oh, no.
No, power slam.
Power slam.
Oh, John Rage with the power slam on the handsome one.
And the handsome one is about to die. With his kick pads on.
John Rage, what is he going to do? An elbow drop.
Elbow drop.
A beauty at one.
The big man is athletic. He can leave his feet with grace.
With the greatest of ease.
With the greatest of ease.
Oh. A suplex. No, oh, blocked.
No. Oh.
A suplex. Standing suplex. Play. You know who's known for doing that?
John Rage.
Yeah, who's the British Bulldog.
Yes, the British Bulldog.
And Harley Race.
And Harley Race.
Good God. I'm doing a throwbacks reference.
You're supposed to. You're on Turnbull Throwbacks.
God damn it. You ruined it.
Damn it. Stop it. The crowd can count.
They count very. No, they can. Look, he stopped and they kept on counting.
What's up with this? Get your hands off the referee.
Disqualify him, ref.
The handsome one. It looks like he works in the bagel store in the house. I think that's him.
You think he's from Staten Island?
He probably is.
Is he okay? He seems a little off.
A little bit.
You know what's the problem with him? Maybe maybe he's baking too many bagels, not eating enough of them.
No, he weighs 105 pounds.
He'd be perfect for 105 Live.
105 Live.
Oh my goodness, what was that?
I don't know, you're calling the moves tonight.
Look at this.
What was that?
That was called a jumping.
A jumping what?
Senton.
A jumping senton to the back?
A catapult senton.
A catapult senton.
Onto the
there
back.
There you go, all right.
I'm the Joey Styles of FTW.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. The handsome one going up to the top. What is he going to do to Mr. John Rage?
Nothing.
Oh my goodness. John Rage has caught him. John Rage.
Oh,
Samoan
no.
Drop. Or is it the attitude adjustment? Oh my God. TKO. A TKO.
Johnny B. Bad style.
TKO from Johnny Rage. Will we see a pin? Oh no. John, pay attention to your man.
Yeah, pay attention to your match, John. Oh, he's going after the... Oh, no.
John, come on.
Oh, dude. He's getting distracted. He could have finished him. He could have...
Rage, you could have finished this already by now. John, come on. Forget him.
You're going to get him counted out.
See, if I was his manager, I'd be like, dude, get in the ring. I could be the Arnold Skoland of FTW.
Oh, no.
No. Is he going to get counted out? No. Oh, my goodness. It's over. Oh! Ring that bell! Ring it!
And the handsome one wins by count.
He wins. John Rage. If he would stop paying attention to the humanoids.
Ruckus!
Ruckus is here. Get him, Ruckus. Get the handsome one.
Oh, this guy's gonna get a beating.
Oh no. Oh no. Another TKO. Another TKO from John Rage. Ruckus going to the top rope.
Uh-oh.
What are we going to see from Ruckus?
What are we going to do?
Frog splash.
Oh, perfectly executed.
A five-star frog splash, I must say.
Was it?
I give it 5 stars.
Okay.
Rob Van Dam is retired, so it doesn't matter. I think. I don't know.
So John Reed does not get the win. However, does get his revenge on the handsome one.
John Rage, what a pretty good match, I must say.
Yeah, I must say.
John Ruckus and John Rage. The John Brothers.
The John Brothers.
Mrs. Rage, looking on. Very terrific. Terrific match, I must say.
And the handsome one still in the ring.
Why? What is this?
Is he taking a tantrum?
Is he throwing a tantrum? What a girl. What a little girl. Get out of here. Show some class and walk away with some dignity. I must say, John Rage lost the match, but I think he won the war at this time.
I think so.
Wow. And is this Mr. Reefer in front of us?
No.
No, okay. It looks like Grim Reefer.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, he's great.
Get himself a beverage.
Can you please help out the gentleman, please?
If he needs help.
I think he's going to lose his money. Are we going to expect big things today in this next match? The female referee coming out. Carter Rat, New Jersey.
It's a women's title match.
Wow. The FTW women's title match on the line. What is her name? Rex? Rex? Is her name Tanya Rex?
I don't think so.
Related to Tyler Rex?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I have no idea.
But she is from Carteret, New Jersey. I know you are not a fan of the female wrestling. I know this.
No, not necessarily.
But could this sway your opinion about wrestling?
I don't discredit good matches. I don't give a lot of credibility to the female division. Sometimes it's the same five girls. If there were more women, I would, be more interested.
Well, the women of honor are pretty good.
Yeah, it's even three girls though.
Yeah, that's true. Is that the Divas title?
That's Miss Candy.
Miss Candy, huh? Miss Candy versus Rex. Because it says it on our tights.
Yeah, it says it on our coolie.
Speaking of which,
I didn't know that the uniforms came with wedgies. Hey-o.
Can I just say something?
You most certainly can, and Joe's show too.
How inappropriate is that outfit?
It's not as... I mean, I've seen worse.
Listen, we are in the house of God right now.
Listen, you can't... If that's how the tights fit, you can't... You know, I don't think she purposely wanted to give herself a wedgie. I think her bottom's a little bit too big for the suit.
Are you calling her fat?
No, she got a fat ass. Nothing wrong with that.
Ring that bell.
Ring the bell.
Is this match going to get started off or what?
Let's see. I don't know.
I expect big things out of this match.
Do you?
Two big things. My God.
Okay, terrific.
Terrific is right. Look at that. Really?
Crazy.
What a night, guys.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's insane.
I love it.
I love it.
That was a great time.
They made fun of the teachers. I thought there'd be a riot. It's okay. We love our teachers. It's sacred.
I can't
call this match.
Why not? You've been calling the matches all night.
Armbringer, cartwheel.
And Rex in effect here working on Miss Candy.
Yes. Clothesline, duck. Swinging headset. Wow! Oh, there you go.
Into a Rexy Conrata.
Rexy Conrata. Wow! Rexy Conrata, nice!
You like that, huh?
Oh, that was good!
See, I got moves.
Whoa,
caught wheel into a punch.
Oh, not good. She didn't have enough cushion there. That's why it hurt.
Oh, boy.
Terrific.
The champ.
Northern Lights?
You just saw more than the Northern Lights.
The Southern Lights
on that. Holy shnikes. Miss Candy. Put that stuff away. There are children here. Oh. The priest just passed out. Woo! Just so she have a breakfast. Jeez Louise.
I just got a whiff of fish right there. Oh, my tears. What is she doing? Can she please not do... Oh, my God. Can she please not do a surfboard? Please do not... Oh, my...
Oh, wow. Surfboard is applied, but she's not getting the full effect of a chop.
Apparently not. I need a drink, man. This is not good.
This match is about to get ugly.
Oh dear. Rex! What a form! Another one! Oh!
We sure are, Shaylin.
Oh my goodness gracious! Dear Lord. Oh, dropkick by Rex onto Miss Candy. Two count! Two! Fireman's carry by Miss Candy. Samoan drop.
Well, apparently Miss Candy has a lot to say.
I think she has too much to say.
Yeah, a little bit too much. Oh, hello. She was very nice to us when we first came in.
Was that her? No, that was somebody else.
No, there was another girl.
It's not her.
No, but she said hello to us too.
She did?
She said hello to me.
I don't remember. Maybe because I was in the bathroom.
I asked her if she knew Sal. She said no.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. That's right.
Yeah.
She didn't know the owner of the company.
I don't think Sal's the owner. He's the promoter.
Promoter. I wouldn't do that, young man. I wouldn't do the $5 because it doesn't work. It's okay.
Oh boy.
A Batman t-shirt. I love it.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so
I'm going to need a drink after this match. I agree.
I'm very parched. Kick and a miss. Forearm smash. Another one. For another forearm smash from Miss Candy to Rex. One from Rex to Candy. Another one back and forth. A back and forth forearm melee.
Whoa! The crowd into it.
Ooh! Will the title change hands?
Will she keep her clothes on?
Oh. Can we? Will you stop? A little
decorum, please.
A little decorum, goddammit.
Please. Whoa.
Whoa, hey now.
Two count only.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Crucifix pin.
Crucifix pin.
One, two. I think the ref was a little slow on that count.
A little bit.
Schoolboy. Schoolgirl, sorry.
Schoolgirl, yeah.
Oh, Miss Candy. 619 for Miss Candy.
That's a 718, my brother.
Oh, sorry, 718.
Dial it up.
Well, in her case, it would be an 069.
Okay, terrific.
What is she doing? And giving the loser sign to Rex. What is that? Okay, a cartwheel into an elbow drop? Really? One, two, and a two count. Very
cartwheel into the Candy elbow.
Very lackadaisical on that cover. A neck breaker from Miss Candy?
Uh-oh.
Will we see a neck breaker from Miss Candy?
I think we will. No,
we're not. Rex. Wow, what was that?
What was that?
That was a kick to the face. I think Rex calls that move into the bush.
It's just a hand in the bush, in the bush, in the bush.
What's Miss Candy is out of it. But Rex cannot put her down for the three count. Rex picking up Miss Candy. Cap. She looks like she's going for the DDT. Kick to the gut. Nope. Oh, my goodness. Swinging face buster.
And Candy gets the win.
She calls that move the Candy Cream.
And she keeps her clothes on. I'm taking a piss break. I'll be right back. You hold it down.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, still your FTW Women's Champion, Miss Candy. Well, folks, it's been an excellent night of wrestling so far. I tell you right now, me and Phil, so, oh, thank you so much, Shaylin. My broadcast partner just went for a break. He'll be right back. And it seems like we're doing pretty well so far. Here comes the ring announcer to announce the next festivities.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for one fall.
One fall.
Oh,
I think I just heard Ryan Pardio. So apparently, this man weighs 206 pounds, so he would not be a part of 205 Live. Just want to let you know this. I think he said his name is Ryan Pardio.
Yeah, I think so.
And he weighs 206 pounds, so he would not be able to be a part of 205 Live.
Good job, Rex.
Rex did a good job, I must say. Why does this guy have, like, the Ravishing Rick Rude theme song almost?
I don't know. I saw a Juan Cena shirt.
So did I. Look at that rage mask. It's beautiful. $271. That's a big man.
Does he have glow sticks?
He does. I think he forgets that DX is dead right now.
He thinks it's 1999.
I think so. I feel like somebody's about to pour some sugar on me.
Are you hot, sticky sweet, from the hands to my feet?
Yes, I am. After seeing Miss Candy, yes, I am.
Look at this guy's ghetto. Whoa.
He's a big, that's a large man.
Oh, that's a huge pitch.
200. Wow, how many pounds? 261.
270.
270, what a monster.
Whoa.
His attire kind of scares me a little bit. He kind of looks like a Naomi.
Yeah, well, he has that.
Oh, no. He looks a little bit like Naomi. Jalen just asked us, hey guys, what did you guys think of the 205 guys closing out Raw on Monday?
Oh, that's you. I didn't see it.
I thought, well, actually, you know, Enzo and Neville closed out Raw, which was the main event segment on Raw, which is great. I thought it was awesome. It was different. Now, what happened after the show was over, I think was overkill. Because if you're trying to build Enzo as a heel, you can't do that by having all the guys beat up on Enzo. That's my take. Large man, 270 pounds.
Of neon green.
He almost looks like Mortis and Naomi mixed together. God, let's see some action, people. Collar and elbows high up. Headlock. Side headlock. Whoop. Wow, look at this. Ooh, a forearm smash from 206.
206. 206 versus Green Man.
Wow! What was that?
What do you call that?
I call that a Scorpio tumbleweed. Oh, a suicida! Suicida! Keep your eye on the prize, Mortis.
He called him Mortis.
Who would you rather me say, Canyon?
Who's better than Canyon?
Me!
Queens native, rest in peace.
Yeah, he is. You know who's better than Canyon? Life.
True.
Yep. Sorry. I really do miss Canyon, though.
Good talent.
Former United States champion, former tag team champion with Diamond Dallas Page.
Triad.
In WCW and in WWF. Remember? Oh, a forearm smash from 206. You're not that smart, 206. I could have done that myself. A kick to the face from 206. Another one. Another one. Another one. He almost thinks he's awesome stepping in a mud hole.
With that man bun.
He looks like a true hipster.
Looks like he lives in Greenpoint.
Oh, good God. Look at that Zeppelin t-shirt.
Yeah.
Wow. Irish whip into the turn. Oh no, reversal. Kick, a back mule kick. Jumping. A clothesline from the second rope. One, two, a two count. Green guy, not faring too well against 206.
This guy makes a better fucking door than the other window. Standing in my way over here.
I know. Terrible. Oh, there we go. He's moving out of the way.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I think he hurt you. The fourth shining wizard of the night.
That's the theme tonight, kids.
It's a shining wizard party. And a two count from the green guy. Mr. Man Bun thinks he's like the shit.
Yeah, apparently.
I think he's the drizzling shits.
Oh, he's the shits of the drizzling variety.
I agree. Wow. An elbow to the back of the neck. A stiff elbow to the back of the neck. Elbow. Oh, not elbow. A face smash onto the turnbuckle. Turnbuckle.
Turnbuckle.
A Harley Race high knee. It's like he's been watching some Harley Race tapes, apparently. A knee drop. Hence, a Harley Race knee drop. I don't know, man.
Clearly, 206 wants this more than Green Guy.
I think he does. Another knee drop without the knee pad on.
Death-defying. I'm being facetious.
Wow, thank you for that.
All right, Green Guy, get up.
Never back down. Oh, six with the kicks. Oh, a Avada Kedavra blocked. Green guy getting he's hooking up.
Uh-oh, here comes the green guy.
Big boot. Nope, no big boot. Oh, a terrible back body drop.
Almost botched.
He almost broke the
broke that guy's neck.
I know. He's hooking. No, he's going water on him. Forearm smash, a running forearm smash. What? Wait a minute. Oh, rope hung. What is 206 going to go for now?
I think he's going to the top rope, Choppy.
Are we going to see the 450 of the night? Oh, a moonsault, and he missed.
And he went for the world's greatest moonsault, and he missed.
I've seen Bam Bam Bigelow throw better moonsaults than that. But that's okay.
He definitely did. Does this guy have his face on his tights?
He does.
That's gross.
He's a mark for himself.
We call him the Green Mark.
I like that name.
Green Mark versus 206.
Green Mark with the elbow smash. 206 with the... Oh, 206. Fighting back. You'd almost think that 206 is the baby face in this match. Hey.
A botched Tuna Carana. I called it, I'm sorry. That's supposed to be your spot,
No, it's okay. Another high flying shining wizard to the face.
They must have practiced that move in class this week. I'm just saying. This is like the 10th one tonight.
Could you imagine you're in class and they're like, all right, guys, we're going to have to see 10 Shining Wizards and all in one show. We have to. Why? Because we practiced it. I have yet to see a reverse DDT.
Oh, is that a Tamikaze?
Is he going for the unprettier?
No. Ref bump. Ref bump. First ref bump of the night.
Do I see?
Ref bump's got green underwear on.
Low blow. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. What a botch.
Dude, what's going on with this match? The Green Renegade, the Green Mark Renegade.
Is he going for the Razor's Edge?
He is.
Oh, Splash Mountain or Razor's Edge? Razor's Edge!
Oh, my goodness.
A Razor's Edge. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ref, where are you? Ref, it didn't hurt that much. Come on, man.
206 is getting back up now.
Oh, no. I feel a low blow coming a mile away. And there it is. Maybe not.
He caught it.
He caught it. Oh, wow. I predict a foot on the rope. I think there's going to be a foot on the rope. What do you think?
Yep.
No, an arm. Oh, wait.
What is going on with this match, Choppy?
I think all three. I believe this is like the first. I don't know.
Is the referee tired? It's been a long night.
I mean, he has been. He's been. A low blow from
him. Oh, right. Oh, here it is.
Tamikaze. No, wait. Oh my God! What was that?
You're calling the spots tonight.
I call that a corkscrew. Tamikaze.
And 206 gets the win.
Can I just say, that match is horrible.
What?
Okay.
All right.
Terrific.
Is that the last match? People are leaving.
I don't know. Is it?
No way. It can't be.
I think it is. That was the main event.
That could be the main event.
You mean to tell me that 206 versus Green Guy was the main event?
No.
I'm upset. That was the main event. Then that was absolute garbage. What say you, partner?
I'm a little upset. Listen. Every match can't be super good, you know?
I mean, the women's match was even better.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow. My partner just said the women's match was better than a men's match.
I'm openly admitting it.
People, if you were here live, just wanted to let you know.
Half the room just cleared out. There's at least, and we're not exaggerating, there's about 200 people here.
Yeah, it went from 300 to 200 already. I think people, this match stunk up the joint.
Yeah, it's totally sold out. And
I think that's it.
No, this can't be.
Yeah, it's over, dude. We are the Timberwolves Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, we're live right now on Rant EM Radio. We're live from St. Pancras is another school.
Oh.
In Glendale. This is Sacred Heart.
I think that's it, my friend. That is the end of the night.
We are live from Sacred Heart. This can't be the end of the night.
I don't know what's going on. I don't see the ring announcer. I think he's... Oh, no. Wait.
Here he comes. All right.
I think he's going to tell everyone to piss off.
All in all, the talent's been really good tonight.
We got fresh young talent in this.
Would you say something?
main event. Here we go.
All right, main event time, kids.
Now, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Since this is the FTW World Heavyweight Championship match, are we going to actually see the orange ECW television title?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I forgot. By the way, how cool was that old school ECW television title?
Absolutely.
I love that title.
Absolutely.
Why am I such a mark for championships? Hey, Shaylin, terrific.
No, we got one more match, kids.
The main event. This guy looks like Joey Janela.
Right. No, it's El Puerto Riquino. And him, Pablo Marquez. He's just like him. I know he was still wrestling. El Puerto Riquino, El Spanoche.
I call him the Spanish Fly.
Yeah.
The Spanish Fly from Puerto Rico. Bro, how old is he? 16? This is the main event? A 16-year-old?
Yeah, this kid might shock you. He's got to be good. He's wearing kick pants. And he's coming out to the Smiths. So shut your mouth. Why can't you say?
Look at that Ozzy t-shirt.
Right.
Love it.
You're out?
Yeah, bro.
Good seeing you, bro.
Good seeing you, man.
Have a good one.
Take care. I haven't seen that dude in like 30 years.
Oh.
I'm glad I have more teeth than he does.
Uh-oh. Here is your FTW World Heavyweight Champion. Pablo Marquez might actually be a perfect candidate for 105 Live. What do you think?
Yep.
You know who he looks like, the world champion?
What?
The Greek god Papadon.
I missed that guy.
What happened to him? Did he retire?
I don't know.
He was good. Main event time, people. We have 105 versus the World Heavyweight Champion. Is he even a contender for the World Heavyweight title? We'll see. We shall see how good he is.
And the belt being shown by the referee. And we're about this match to get underway.
I've actually seen that title at Toys R Us one time.
You probably bought it at Toys R Us.
I'm sure they have. Oh my god, they're about the same height. Dude, we're not in Japan. Let's go. All right, the bell has rung. What's the world champion's name?
I forgot.
Damn.
Did he give us a run sheet?
Oh, dude, it's okay.
Nonetheless, this is fantastic.
What a great night of wrestling, by the way.
A great night of wrestling.
Aside from 206 and the green shits.
The green machine.
Everything, it's been a really good night.
No, it has been.
Uh-oh. Wow. What a takedown from the champ. Oh, wow. He's letting him get up. So, in all honesty, the challenger, how much do you think he weighs? Soaking wet.
He's got to be a buck 40.
A buck 40?
Look at him, dude.
A buck 40?
Yeah, maybe buck 60, maybe?
You're giving him way too much credit now.
I don't know.
Listen.
I'm guesstimating.
His build, dude, I can arm curl him with one arm. He's got to be like a buck 30.
Well, bro, he's got to be good. He's getting a title shot.
He must be good.
Yes.
He must be fantastic. He must be terrific.
Okay, terrific.
As in Johnny, terrific.
Would he be one of your champions?
Yes.
Champions.
We need a cruiserweight title right now. What do you think?
Well,
they have enough championships already as it is. Yeah, I mean, Primetime had his own championship.
Yeah, that was probably like, yeah, they had, there was three title matches tonight, four title matches.
Yeah, I mean, the Primetime had the five-borough championship. Then we had the women's championship. We had the Gen X championship. We had the Primo championship.
The tag championship was not... Oh, Primo. Whoa.
Oh, hey now. Wow. That must have hurt a lot. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness gracious. He tripped up the champion right on the ring. And we're going to see a high-flying maneuver. Ooh, a drop kick. A low drop kick from the challenger. Pablo Marquez, he's going nuts. Crazy. Will we see a high-flying maneuver?
I think we will.
Oh, no, 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 no. The champion has him off his shoulders. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Champion! The champion just threw Pablo Marquez into the ring post! Into the ring post! Oh my god! Unbelievable! Unbelievable action! Why do I sound like Lance Russell?
You're doing great tonight.
Am I really?
You're doing a fantastic job.
Am I doing a tremendous job?
You're doing a glorious job.
Wow! Hit that ring bell! Glorious. I love that.
Glorious. Glorious.
Wow. I hope everyone in the chat... Oh, I hope the one person in the chat room is loving what I'm doing right now.
We have many listening.
I hope everyone listening live is loving what we are doing. Not just me. We. We are brothers from other mothers.
That's right. And we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live from Sacred Heart Academy in Glendale, Queens.
What if it was a great
I'm venue. Telling you, man, good times. Good times.
Let's see what happens with this matchup. Forearm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. A side bear hug. I call that the Brock Lock.
The Brock Lock. I like that.
The Brock Lock it is. Where do I come up with this stuff?
I don't know, but you have a lot of free time on your hands, and I love it.
I try. Oh, my goodness. Pablo Marquez. The champion, shoulder block. A belly to belly. Suplex, suplex. What do you think of the action, partner?
I love it.
It's unbelievable.
Action-packed, John.
Action-packed it is. I totally agree. And here's one of the fans with a Brie Mode t-shirt.
Brie Mode.
Brie Mode. More like Pete Mode.
Pete Mode.
But it's okay. We have wrestling fans. That's all that matters.
The kids are glued to their seats. They're loving this, Choppy.
Yeah? The champion... Slowly, methodically, stalking the challenger. He's letting him... This is a mistake by the champion, letting him go up to his feet. Oh, my God. Pablo Marquez taking a knee. Taking a knee is a popular thing nowadays.
It sure is. Okay, terrific.
And the champion lets him have it for taking a knee. The champion, you would think the champion was Donald Trump. Let's leave that out. Oh my god, what a... Oof. What a smack to the... What a chop to the back. Would you say so?
The kick pads aren't helping Pablo right now, I can tell you that.
Oh my god.
and the champion eats the ring post.
He almost looks like a pretzel in that ring post.
Pretzels are $250, by the way.
Yes, they are.
Here at the Sacred Heart Academy.
Are they worth $250? I don't think so.
No.
But they are pretty good.
Got to make your money back.
Oh, my goodness. The educated feet of Pablo Marquez. You would think he was Daniel Bryan.
This kid needs a sandwich.
I think he needs a. I think he needs to eat what I ate today.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Look at this, Pablo Marquez with the flying burrito, Torito.
Whoa, very impressive.
I'm good with this stuff, man.
You're a chump.
Oh my God, Roman Reigns! Roman Reigns! Nope, not no Superman punch.
Oh no.
Oh my God. The gut check! The gut check!
The gut check it is. Going for a three count. Can he get it?
Can he get it? One, two. Oh my God! What a... He got his shoulder up. How did he do it?
How is he still alive, this kid?
You would think the flying Torito burrito would have been over, but it wasn't. And then the champion hit the gut check.
And still not over.
Still not over. What a fantastic match.
Champion working him over in the corner.
The Batista shoulder blocks. Back elbow smash. Running to the ropes. A big splash from the champion. Oh, a kick out from the challenger.
And the challenger is not giving up, Choppy. He wants this more than anything right now.
His eyes are a little glazed over, though. I don't know how much he has left in him.
I don't know.
What's next? Irish whip from the champion. Tilt-a-whirl. Backbreaker. Backbreaker.
The champ is on fire right now.
The champion looks like a thoroughbred. I think he needs to be one of the champions.
One of your champions?
Yes, I think so. I expect big things from this champion.
Challenger is all sorts of bent out of shape in the corner.
Bent out of shape. He looks like he's about to lose.
And he's up on his feet.
He is. What tenacity. What ferocity. What a miss. What a kick.
And here comes the challenger.
Is he going for the phenomenal form? No, the challenger's going up to the top rope.
Big mistake here, Choppy. Big mistake.
I think it's a huge mistake. But no, he's taking too much time.
Too much time.
Way too much time. Oh my God!
And he hits the moonsault.
One, two, and a kick out from the champion. Does anyone actually think that a second rope moonsault was going to win this match?
The champ now in trouble.
He's going. Is he going to go up again?
Looks like he is.
The challenger's going up again.
Looks like he is. Champ.
Second rope. What is he going for? Oh no! Big mistake. He took. Too much time, maybe not. A tornado DDT!
And the champion is down, Choppy.
They're both down. The ref begins the count. One. Two. Come on, guys, get up. Wow. Very good match. Really nice, good.
Fanny pack.
Oh, she does. They still use fanny packs. You know that? It's awesome.
Apparently.
Both challenges up. Oh, clothesline. And it didn't knock down the champion. Another clothesline from the challenger. And it had no effect on the champion. Oh, wait a minute. Is it going to be a choke slam? No. Kick to the head. Spinning heel kick. The challenger needs to capitalize now. Yes. He should have went for the cover.
Yep.
What a mistake. What do you think so far?
I think it's a mistake. I think the champ is now ripe for the picking.
Oh, my. He's taking too much time. This is a huge mistake again. This is the inexperience from the challenger.
Here it comes.
Wait a minute. No, see? I knew it. What a mistake. a T-bone suplex to the turnbuckle. One, two, and the challenger still manages to get out.
This kid will not die.
You know who he reminds me of now? Reminds me of Mikey Whipwreck.
What?
Just joking. Mikey would have had this in the bag by now.
I agree.
Uh-oh. Headlock.
He wants to finish it, Chop.
Must be a jackhammer.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Slice bread. Slice bread. Number two. A slice bread.
He's got the chance.
Go for the cover. Go for the cover. One, two. Oh, my goodness. Another kick out.
Wasted way too much time.
What an intense matchup, though.
Challenger now back on his feet.
The challenger is wasting way too much time.
Way too much time.
Stop acknowledging the fans and capitalize on this moment.
Insane.
A 450 splash miss.
Oh.
Well, there's
the champ is up.
Uh-oh. Shining Wizards. Here comes the Shining Wizard.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The teacher must show the student how it's done.
They got away, ref.
Ref. Oh, no.
He's going to hit the ref.
It might be over. Oh,
what
no.
What are you doing? The champ is...
The champ is poised and ready. He's poised and he's ready. Oh! What a knee to the face. Is this over for the challenger?
He needs to finish this kid now before he gets another win.
Finish it
if
now.
If this kid gets a third win, the champ might be in trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
Champ's got to finish him now, Choppy.
Finish him. Suplex. No, wait a minute. Another DDT. Another DDT from the challenger. I'm telling you, the champion is like, it looks like spaghetti. He's on spaghetti legs right now.
If the challenger gets another win, it's a wrap.
It's over. What a kick. Another kick. Is he going for it again?
Can the challenger capitalize?
The challenger again, taking too much time. He's going up.
Oh, this is a mistake.
He's going up again. He has to hit the high impact. If he misses this again, it's over. He must hit this high impact maneuver.
I think it's a mistake, Choppy.
I don't know. Let's see what happens. Four! Oh, my goodness!
It didn't look like he connected.
It looked like he hit the knee.
Either way, it's a two count. This is insane.
What a matchup.
What a match.
The crowd into it. The crowd is into it.
I think the challenge is getting that win back.
Yes, he is.
The champion is down.
Going up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he messed up. What a botch. But the champion rolls out. The champion rolls out of the ring.
These guys are putting it all on the line tonight.
I agree. A helo! A somersault helo into the crowd.
Whoa. And the crowd is into it, Choppy.
Yeah, even our gracious host, Sal, is into it. In the crowd, enjoying the festivities. Enjoying the action. Do it. Why is he wasting time?
I don't know.
He's wasting time, player of impact.
I don't understand.
Is he going for another 450? No, he's not. He wasted a lot. That's it. Oh, my goodness.
What is he doing?
Oh no, a German suplex. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
If you don't pin him now.
And the champion wasting time is again. Is this a match of wasting time? See, if I was managing him, I would have told him to make the cover.
Absolutely.
Make the cover. Billy Tully is blocking my view.
Champ's got the challenger up for a suplex.
A suplex into the RKO. And the match is over.
The match is over.
That is your main event. The champion retains.
Champion retains. That's crazy. Wow.
The challenger has no one to blame but himself.
Very good match. Very good match.
Yes, I agree. What a fantastic night of wrestling. We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
That's right. We are live from Sacred Heart. About to wrap this night up.
Yes, we are.
What was your favorite match of the night?
I would have to say, probably the six-way.
Yeah, the six-way was good.
It was really good. Grim Reefer was very good in the match, I must say. I also would like to say the opening match was very good as well.
Yes, the opening match was good.
What about you?
It's a toss-up between the six-way and the big guy.
Primetime? Primetime was good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, of course, we're going to wrap this up.
We're going to have to.
We're going to have to. We're going to kick this out soon.
Let's wrap this up, partner.
Break this down. I want to thank Sal for having us tonight. I want to thank all my friends and family for coming to say hi. It's been fun. What a crowd. This crowd. Give a shout out to the crowd. The crowd was awesome tonight.
Awesome crowd. Love the Glendale crowd.
Of course, this show will be up for a little while. Come on, throwbacks.com. RantAndRadio.com. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Go buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. /TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, all 9 yards. Everything's been great tonight. Good night. Thank you, guys. Good to see you. Yay!
Good night. Thank you.
In front of the priest.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Well, it's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night, guys.
Metal
thank you.
The radio in the building. Thank you, Johnny. Take care. Take care of yourself, all right? Take care. Metal from the radio every week.
Yep.
Take the link on TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. All right, we're done.
We're done.
We're done.
Sayonara.
So on behalf of my tag team partner, Choppy, and the entire player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to care of yourself, each other. No, avoid the clap and get arrested for the N-word. And buy a shirt. Be a nice person.
And be sacred.
And be sacred. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.